Let's talk about bringing God glory. A few years ago, I zeroed in on the fact that my whole purpose for living was to bring God glory. When you think about that, one wonders about all of the other things that we do that are not necessarily bringing God glory. There are three verses in Isaiah that tell us why we were created. Isaiah 43:7, "Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory." If we are in the family of God, we are called Christians, Christ followers, God's children. God says he created us for his glory. Isaiah 43:21, "The people I formed for myself, that they may proclaim my praise." That's us as God's children. He formed us to proclaim his praise. Isaiah 44:21, "I have made you. You are my servant." God made us to serve him. Let's go on to the New Testament, to Ephesians 1:12. "We who were the first who hope in Christ might be for the praise of his glory." Again, as his children, we are for the praise of his glory. Ephesians 2:10, "We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." We were created to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. That is hard to wrap my mind around, but it is true. In conclusion, we are created by God for his glory, to proclaim his praise, for the praise of his glory, to do good works, to be his servant. As you live out your day today, in the home as a mother or caretaker, in the office as medical and business persons, in the schools as teachers, principals, and aides, on the roads as drivers, in the stores, in factories, on and on, ask the Holy Spirit to remind you that in all you do, to bring praise and glory to our Heavenly Father, to be zealous in doing good works of service. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we bow before you in prayer. We come asking you to forgive us where we so often fail you in the purposes you have for us. We pray to be clean vessels that you can flow through to others, bringing you praise and glory, doing what you created us for. Amen.